Début du dialogue 17.
Hi Jack, how are things at work? I'm sure you're still the perfect employee.
Oh, hi Mary. Well, you might be surprised to hear that I've been playing a lot of video games at work lately. Gamification, to be precise. It means taking the principles from video games and applying them to serious tasks. So playing isn't only allowed, it's positively encouraged, because it's said to motivate workers to perform better.
You mean to tell me that video games have now inspired their own management craze? And how can playing video games be an effective way to boost employee performance?
It's all explained in a recently published book called For the Win, written by professors from the Wharton Business School and the New York Law School.
So this isn't just another passing fad?
That remains to be seen. The book explains that gamification proceeds from the observation that to non-players, a lot of what gamers do looks very much like hard work. Improving a character in an online fantasy game like World of Warcraft is never-ending. The most dedicated players sign up for weekly sessions with 24 other players, which can last for hours. These sessions are vital if they wish to defeat the toughest monsters.
Yes, I've heard jokes about the game being a second job. I know gamers who will spend hours trying to shave fractions of a second from a record lap time in a driving game, or chasing a high score in Angry Birds. But what's the link with the world of work?
Well, all this is fascinating to management gurus who come from a world where people must actually be paid to undertake repetitive tasks. Games turn that rule upside down. Players will happily fork out good money for the privilege of being allowed to do arbitrary jobs. So, management specialists are wondering how to identify what could be called the special sauce responsible for this strange effect. If they found it, they could use it on business problems. Their dream, in other words, is to harness the compulsive power of video games to motivate workers.
I grant that this might work with some people, but surely not everyone has this addictive potential.
I'm not so sure. There was an internal Microsoft competition to hunt down translation mistakes in its Windows operating system. Points were assigned for spotting mistakes, and they were displayed on a company-wide leaderboard. Instant feedback via the points, combined with competition through the leaderboard, provided a powerful spur. The entire Japan office took a day off from other work to hunt down mistranslations.
Taking a day off might be great for motivation, but perhaps not for productivity.
True. There's also an American firm whose employees do call center work from home. It uses leaderboards and points to boost productivity, as well as a series of badges to denote mastery of certain skills. All this is modeled on video game achievements that are given for completing certain tasks.
But isn't this really a cover for exploiting human psychology for profit? Aren't games like casino slot machines the rewards carefully distributed to keep players hooked?
There is some criticism from video game designers who argue that gamification usually misses the point, focusing on incidental features of video games such as points, badges, and instant feedback, while ignoring the deeper features that actually make them fun, like being able to freely explore a virtual world. And the benefits, the critics say, are likely to be transient.
Well, when a player gets bored with a video game, it's easy for him to switch to a different one. But can workplace games be dropped as easily when they become dull? And what you've described are old ideas dressed up in trendy new clothes. High score lists for sales staff and the Employee of the Month contests have been around for decades.
The authors of the book accept this criticism. They warn that workers toil for a reward, money, and they'll be suspicious of attempts to introduce a new form of compensation that costs their bosses nothing. Psychological experiments suggest that intrinsic rewards like the enjoyment of a task for its own sake are the best motivators, whereas extrinsic rewards such as points, badges, or even in some circumstances money can be counterproductive.
Fin du dialogue 17.